Hi, I'm Bernard Woods, and when I was 13 or so, we moved to Greenville, South Carolina. It was the worst place that you could move for a guy like me because it was the center of the Bible Belt. It was by Bob Jones University. They wouldn't allow, when The Last Temptation of Christ came out then, they wouldn't allow it to play. They wouldn't even play Miss America on the television because it was too scantily clad for the really religious types around there. And so this is a really low, low period. My dad had lost his job. We're living in my grandparents' basement where my granddad was bald, and so he had tons of wig heads, little styrofoam heads. And that was my only friends for a while, were the wig heads in the basement. And so that was a low, and so I decided, well, I needed to start really getting high. And so I started getting high a lot. And, you know, it's crappy weed and stuff back in those days, but I was like smoking it any time I could get my hands on it. And I was not going to hide that fact from this town. I wanted to flaunt that, you know, fuck you, town. I'm going to do what I want to do. So I was flunking all of my classes at this high school, and it was a completely different thing than the environment where I'd come from, where you could go and you could hang out with your friends at lunch. We had to walk in line and do all of these things. It was an awful place. And so by the midway through my junior year of high school, I'd already flunked chemistry. It was exam time. I didn't have an exam, and I'd bought a bag of pot that morning, and I was psyched. It was a beautiful day. It was one of those days where you just think all day about what you're going to be doing that night, the possibilities when you're young, and it's going to be one of those nights that they make the movies about where you go around all night and stuff, and it's a great thing with your friends. So I didn't have any friends at my school because in this town, there's a high school about every mile, and so you could live half a mile from someone and go to a different school from them. But there were a couple kids who smoked weed. And so we all decided to leave lunch together and go and get high and play the hacky sack. This is like 1990 or something. And play the hacky sack and drink some hot beer that they have. Thanks, Aaron. So we're in, you know, the places we would go. We'd hang out at the parks or in swim clubs, recreation centers and whatever in the back, like sneaking around behind some little building or whatever and thinking no one could see us, so there are houses all on the hill around us. And these other guys had to legitimately be in school, and I didn't. So I'm driving them back to school, and there come the blue lights pulling me over right as we're driving by the school. And this day, unlike other days, everyone is outside at lunch because of the exams. Everyone had the same lunch. So everyone's standing there, and they pull me over, and immediately four other cars pull up. And they're all flashing their lights. They immediately pull me out of the car, and they immediately grab these other guys' beer out of the car, and they put it on the top. And they're like, "Bae, you drink beer? Oh, my God." And act like they have no idea that this is going on. The principal starts to come up. The students, they're making me do sobriety tests, and the kids are all clapping. And I'm passing them. But everyone's clapping while I do it, and my brother is the only one who's not. And he's in the hall. He's in the lunchroom by himself. And everyone keeps coming in. And as high school rumors go, everything starts to escalate greatly to, like, they have your brother pulled over. And to then, they have your brother with a machine gun. And you know, he won't speak to anyone. He's just sitting there eating. Won't look up, won't acknowledge it. They reach in my pocket and they find the bag of pot. And the guys are like, "Oh my God, you do drugs." And they start crying. And the principal, who is my great enemy, tries to say something, and the police says, "This is out of your jurisdiction, sir." And so then it was a nice thing, like, all right, at least you don't get to say anything. But then he handcuffs me, and he gets on a megaphone, and he says, "Everyone, look at your friend, look at your peer, and see what drugs will do to you." And his buddy grabs me, and they push me in the back of the car. And so suddenly my life has gone from all of these highs to being an after-school special. So they take me into the jail. They call my mother, who's super religious and super naive, and she comes in, and they're like, "We found him with 8 grams of marijuana." And she's like, "Oh, my God, that's so much." is he dealing? But seeing her walk in, it was really this terrible moment because I had to scratch. My nose itched at that moment, and my hands were handcuffed behind my back. She's in there, and I'm like, I don't want to scratch my nose because I'm going to have to do it with my knee. And that's going to highlight the fact that I'm handcuffed, and my mom's going to be really upset about this. I know that's going to be like the thing when she dies and thinks my son was a failure. He had to scratch his nose with his knee because he was handcuffed in jail. But I had allergies, and I had to scratch my nose with my knee. Thanks.